Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Liverpool and Manchester City, Similarities and Momentum, by Karl Kopak. This is the story of two sides. One is full of quality throughout their starting 11. It's brimming with pace and verve on the occasions when everything works. Yet with a soft underbelly and a stuttering approach to the game when things run the other way. They're more than capable of going on a run to fire them up the league, but are somehow riveted with doubts and mental weakness when the going gets tough. Understandable, given that their manager is young and relatively untried in a new league, and with a squad which is not yet his own. The other side is Liverpool Football Club, or Manchester City. We're going through the same thing. Yesterday's game at the Etihad illustrated the similarities between the two, as they slugged out a highly enjoyable game. The only marked difference being the level of financial resources and status. City were disappointed not to progress in the Champions League, while the Reds are doing all they can just to be there. There's an old adage about how to play teams who are better than you. It states that you drag them down to your level and scrap them toe to toe. Tony Pulis is the master of this, as his Anfield record proves, and Jurgen could have been forgiven for trying to do the same thing by setting up with an ultra-defensive system and hoping an already tired City would punch themselves out. But if anything, Liverpool just kept asking for more from their opponents. Even during the early exchanges with City comfortably the better side, the Reds shook their heads and thumbed their noses. You need more than that to get through, lads. It was wonderful to see. The bar was raised and raised. City looked to use the gap between Milner and Clavin whenever possible, and fizz balls across the box so Liverpool simply sat deeper. Silva, De Bruyne, Sané and Sterling did all they could to play Aguero in, but Matip and Clavin stood in front of everything, while the fullbacks scurried hither and yon. On the rare occasions when we crossed the halfway line, our attacks were blunted due to Touré and Fernandinho. A word here about the latter. While people quite rightly sing N'Golo Kante's praises, Fernandinho is just as effective. There are those who think he's just dirty, but he's the sort of player that I love. It's not easy playing that thankless role when the lads standing in front of you take all the plaudits, but they couldn't do a thing without him on the pitch. He just allows them to play. A tremendous footballer. Despite some chest beating about Lallana's miss and an uncomfortable day for Michael Oliver, a draw was a fair result, and there is no shame in dropping points there. Liverpool will end the season unbeaten against the top four, which bodes well for the future. In some ways, we have a nice problem in as much as we have a little problem with them, but the bottom half give us hell. If we were capable of beating them, but regularly fall to the big boys, it would make Klopp's job more difficult, as the gap in class is harder to fix than the odd dickhead performance against the dross. Yesterday proved that Liverpool can square up to the elite clubs, and now thoroughly deserve to be in Europe's elite competition. Sky's Gary Neville gave Sadio Mane the man of the match, which was odd. He was fine, as he usually is, but how Gini and Emre were not mentioned in the dispatches is beyond me. If the German were to draw up a list of ideal fixtures for his CV, the two games in Manchester this season would top the list, particularly when you look at who he was up against. City's movement would baffle anyone, and yet he didn't lose his head once. As for Gini, well, if he plays well, then so do Liverpool. Liverpool played well. Sadly, the game will be remembered for Adam Lallana's miss, and there have already been some sulky comments about him online. The poor lad apologised to the team afterwards and the manager quite rightly told him that wasn't necessary. It happens to the best of us, and much better players have missed much easier chances than that. One of those things. I'd rather he did that than allow men to run past him unhindered. Just put it right in the derby, lad. No, there's no shame in drawing a game at City, but it does mean that United and Everton have crept back up a bit, though we can put that situation right in the next fixture before we move on to the run-in. 3 points there more or less makes fourth place ours to lose, but I'd like to see the Reds target Spurs rather than that lowest of successful finishes. The next stage, the obvious one, involves putting the bottom 10 to bed. If we can do that next season, we might just be able to think of the unthinkable. So, when dead strike or when we inexplicably find ourselves two down against the bottom three side, just remember this. Arsenal 3, Liverpool 4. Liverpool 3, Arsenal 1. Tottenham 1, Liverpool 1. Liverpool 2, Tottenham 0. Liverpool 1, Man City 0. Man City 1, Liverpool 1. Liverpool 0, Man United 0. Man United 1, Liverpool 1. Chelsea 1, Liverpool 2. Liverpool 1, Chelsea 1. Just played 10, won 5, drawn 5, lost 0. 15 goals for, 9 against, 20 points from 30. That's the return of a side not only going places, but one that has arrived. We just need to solve the other problem now. Enjoy the international break. The war begins again in 2 weeks. Some very legitimate love there for Wijnaldum and Shan from Carl, who were outstanding in that match. Both of them, excellent. I think watching Emery run with the ball into the opposition half can be one of the most beautiful things in football because he's kind of unstoppable, the unit that he is when he's on the move, and it's a beautiful thing to see. And Wijnaldum again was classy and effective. It's a good pairing when it works, and it tends to work in the big games, which is encouraging. I have to say, I was disgusted by the reaction online to Lallana's miss. I mean, for Christ's sake, he started the move. The move would not have happened if it wasn't for Adam Lallana's incisive running into the box. Of course it's a howler, of course it is. But he's also scored several important goals for Liverpool. Maybe not so much lately, but, you know, hammering the guy, this kid who's done so well for us this year, that just makes no sense to me. I really didn't get it. I thought he had a fantastic game as well, as did the vast majority of them. I agree that maybe Mane's man of the match is possibly a bit of a stretch when you look at the two midfield boys. And despite the fact that we still look vulnerable every time there's a cross coming in, I think overall the defence did very, very well considering the threat they were up against. I would put one little caveat to that, which did upset me quite a lot. I don't understand how a player, even of the class of Kun Aguero, can manage to be free all the frickin' time in the last 10 minutes. All the time. If the ball was being played forward, it was going to find its way magnetically to his feet, and he was always in space. That drives me insane. That drives me insane. It was almost like we were just asking him, just sort of daring him to do his worst. And we were quite lucky that he did actually do his worst with that side-footed effort towards the very end of the game. So overall, I have to say it was a fairly thrilling thing to watch, and I'd be very much in agreement with Carl that it is the lesser of two evils. This problem that we seem to have with beating teams that are not in the higher echelon in the Premier League, there's something there that can be fixed and addressed. If you can beat the best teams, then you can obviously beat teams that are not as strong. So it is something that can be worked on, and it does give you a little bit of hope looking forward to next season. I don't want to be here this time next season still talking about the issue, of course, or some other issue which has cost us again. But you do feel there is something building here under Klopp, and with the correct recruitment in the summer, who knows what will happen. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.